some time to cut through the noise. Listen to All Things Considered from NPR News every afternoon.
I'm Stephen John. Ari Shapiro, Tom Cran, and the rest of the All Things Considered team will be along in about 10 minutes with today's major news stories. But in the meantime, I want to ask you to indulge me as I briefly share some personal news. This is part of the message that I sent to my fine bosses and dear friends Stephanie Curtis and Jeff Jones a few weeks ago. I've decided that Friday, July 1st, will be my last day at NPR News. I've been talking on the radio for almost 45 years, and to have spent nearly half of my career here has been an honor and a privilege. I can't imagine a more fun and rewarding way to make a living. So that means just a few more newscasts before I drop the fader and turn off the mic for the last time here in these beautiful studios in downtown St. Paul. But before I do, I want to say a sincere thank you for welcoming me through the magic of radio into your home or car or smartphone. It's a humbling thing, and I hope I was able to maintain the standards you expect of NPR. And I hope you will not only continue to support the work that goes on here, but journalism in general. It's as important now as it has been in any time in our history, I believe. Anyway, thanks again for listening.
This is Julian Marshall with NewsHour live from the BBC in London.
Your life, shoulder the weight of the world. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Ari Shapiro and Juana Summers in Washington. I'm Tom Cran in the Twin Cities, where today we're saying farewell to a rock here in the NPR newsroom. Stephen John is retiring after more than two decades delivering the news here. We got him in the ATC studio earlier today to give him our thanks and to look back on his career. And here's a bit of that interview, starting with what he'll miss.
You know, I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to miss the art of the spoken word. You know, I mean, I think what radio does is so unique, where you don't have to look pretty,
right.
You know, to be on the radio. You don't have to dress well to be on the radio. And so it's just a job that has appealed to me in so many ways. And I've done it so long that it's become part of me. And I'm just going to miss that day-to-day ability to come in and say, okay, here's what's going on in the world in a way that I hope is delivered in a way that the listener appreciates.
This may not be fair because there's been so much news in a career as long as yours, but does any day or week stand out for you as what a news day?
Oh, man, 9/11.
Yeah, right.
You know, I was on the air at the time. I was a part-timer at that point, and I was filling in for Perry Finelli, who was doing the morning drive.
That's right. He was doing Morning Edition that day, yeah.
And I vividly recall National Public Radio. Mm-hmm. They had just gotten this report of the airplane, and so
it was basically a one-liner, wasn't it? I remember Carl Castle saying it.
Yeah, and so what happened was, just in the course of them wrapping up their newscast, the second plane had hit. Mm-hmm. So I then had that little urgent on the wire that I passed along, you know, in our regional newscast, because it was not something we'd typically do, you know, update a national story.
Right.
You know, and steal the thunder of our partners in Washington. But in this case, this was something that was going to be something that we were going to be talking about for a long time. And it felt like that. So, yes, that was the one thing that, you know, really will stick with me forever.
Stephen John, talking with me earlier about his retirement today. We'll bring you that full interview later in the show.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. As summer officially arrives,
more at NerviveHealth.com.
For NPR News in the Twin Cities, I'm Stephen John. As of today, cannabinoid products derived from hemp are legal and highly regulated in Minnesota. The new law allows for the sale and consumption of edibles containing small amounts of hemp-derived THC. No more than 0.3% of THC derived from hemp is allowed, and no one under 21 can make purchases. There are also packaging rules to prevent marketing to children. The House author of the legislation, Edina Democrat Heather Edelson, says the use of unregulated unregulated products by miners caused an increase in poison control calls. Three separate crashes on Minnesota roads yesterday left two people dead and 18 others injured, Andrew Krieger reports.
The two fatalities were in a crash that happened just after 9 p.m. north of Duluth in the city of Rice Lake. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says a truck collided with two oncoming motorcycles on a curve. Both motorcycle riders died at the scene. Just after 11 p.m. in Anoka County, six teenagers were injured in a single vehicle crash in the city of Ham Lake. Authorities say the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed and hit a tree. All of the teens were taken to hospitals. Two of them were airlifted from the scene. Earlier in the day in Isanti County, 12 people were hurt in a three-vehicle crash along Highway 95 northwest of North Branch. The State Patrol says seven of those people were taken to hospitals, including an infant with life-threatening injuries. Authorities are urging extra caution on state roads this holiday weekend. I'm Andrew Krieger.
Temperatures are more seasonable after the latest blast of early summer heat and another day in the 90s in portions of southern Minnesota yesterday. NPR meteorologist Sven Sundgaard says there's a chance for a few showers tonight, but the holiday weekend should get off to a pleasant start tomorrow.
Maybe a couple of showers lingering in the morning, occasionally some clouds around, but there will be some sunshine to get out and play in the lake and pool too. But it's looking like we might see potentially a wet period. Sunday evening, Sunday night at this point looks to be the best chance of some thunder.
There's also a chance for scattered showers and storms on the 4th of July, along with muggier conditions. For NPR News, I'm Stephen John.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. A handful of Democratic governors.
Today we're saying farewell to a voice who has informed you here on NPR News for over two decades, and he's been a radio companion here in the Twin Cities for more than 30 years. Stephen John is retiring. While we wish him the best as he begins the next chapter, I know we'll miss his rock-steady on-air presence, his reassuring tone, and his commitment to getting it right every afternoon. And, you know, that is a great and rare combination on the radio, Stephen. The rock-steady presence, the tone that is just, you know, everything's going to be all right. Yeah, the news is tough, but we're going to get through it. And that's what you've done for us every day. So I want to say thanks off the top for that.
Well, that's a super compliment coming from you, Tom, because as you know, in this business, broadcasting is a one-on-one thing.
That's
and
right.
We're talking to the listener, and in this case, as you're saying, yeah, we want to impart the news in a way that, especially now, everything's kind of crazy, that, you know, keeps people level.
Yeah, not panicky.
Yeah.
These last few years have been exhausting.
Yeah.
It's been nonstop.
Yeah.
But that said, has that, do you think, made us what we do more important?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that it's brought a lot of us together, I think, in this building, especially those of us who are coming to work in the building each day.
Which you have done.
Yeah, and you've been back in the building now. We're in the same studio
for a
change.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it's kind of brought us together and in a way that said, okay, this is our deal here. We've got this job to tell the news. It may not be good news, but it's something that is our mission. And I hope we've done it. Okay, you know, that's how I'm going out. hoping.
I think so when it comes to what you've done. And I'm going to ask you to reflect now. What are you going to miss the most? I don't want to get too maudlin, but
I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to miss the art of the spoken word. You know, I mean, I think what radio does is so unique where you don't have to look pretty, you know, to be on the radio. You don't have to dress well to be on the radio. And so it's just a job that has appealed to me in so many ways. And I've done it so long that it's become part of me. And I'm just going to miss that day-to-day ability to come in and say, okay, here's what's going on in the world in a way that, again, I hope, is delivered in a way that the listener appreciates it.
All right, Monday's a holiday, but then Tuesday, you don't have to look at the clock. You don't have to check the wires and see what's going on. What are your plans? Is there a news vacation maybe for a bit?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I told Phil Picardi, our early morning riser that the first thing I was going to do was to delete my alarm clock app on my phone and never have to worry about it again. But no, I'm gonna take it easy. I'm gonna let life happen. I'm going to get on my bicycle.
Yeah,
I'm gonna walk more.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna have a summer.
All right, I want you to put those DJ skills to work and play us out here.
I got to say, one of my favorite bands of all time is the Jayhawks. And going way back to my days at Cities and ever since. And I'm so happy that Gary Loris, who's about our age, is still making amazing music. And I'm not going to be making amazing radio anymore. But he's got a great new record out, and he has a song called Follow that is just is a beauty.
Picture me by your side, that's where I long to stay. As the chestnut turns to gray, if you will follow me.
I just wish you all the best, and thanks so much. It's been a pleasure working alongside you, and I love your love of this business.
Well, you're a pro, and I'm humbled by working at this fine institution that NPR is. And
it is.
And I hope people continue to support it and continue to support news in general. It's important.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fidelity Wealth Management.